I spent 22 years in Texas prison, total 25 upon the state of Texas custody. I am an ex-convict. I can't get food stamped because I caught selling crack to an undercover cop. And I think if they stop feeding the homeless around here, we need more people to help the homeless. If anything, open a large building somewhere, give them somewhere to stay and give them some jobs. But if you don't do nothing to help the homeless, the crime rate is going to skyrocket, and you might be the first victim. That's for real.
What would you do out here if they didn't have places like this?
I would definitely eat by any means necessary.
So what would that include? What have you done in the past?
What have I done in the past? Food. I shoplift.
What about you?
I'd probably resort to shoplifting. The situation would be desperate. I mean, you know, there's people out here that have kids to take care of and stuff like that. So it's drastic. I mean, it's needed.
Well, what would happen if this food here that's available 4 nights a week wasn't available anymore?
I'd probably go hungry.
So just die of starvation? You wouldn't, I mean...
I wouldn't die of starvation.
What would you do?
I would have to go someplace else and try to find... I would have to hustle and try to find some more food.
I would just be going without food. I wouldn't do anything illegal, but I would probably not... I'd probably go a day with no food. I would just not eat. I do that sometimes.
If Food Not Bombs wasn't here 4 nights a week, what kind of things would you do for their food? And
I mean, you would have to start asking more people for money if you wanted to do that. Or
panhandling?
Panhandling.
Uh-huh.
And that would increase a lot more, and then you'd have more people out there.
There'd be more traffic.
There'd be more traffic. And then if that didn't happen, you got people that's just coming out of jail that only have, like, a criminal mindset. And so they're going to go to stores and start stealing more just to eat. An old man that used to sleep at the Beacon told me his name is Cowboy. He said that he would go up to the managers and ask for food, and if they wouldn't give it to him, he would go drag a trash can out and just start digging through it.
So if there wasn't any food available here 4 nights a week, what would you end up doing for food to replace it?
Well, there are, like, other options, like some community centers that serve food, but that would severely cut down my options. I mean, I would hate to think that I would do dumpster diving or, God forbid, do something illegal, but, I mean, those options open up when something like this is cut out. And I know one thing for sure, not having Food Not Bombs with the vegan food they serve, I'd eat a whole lot less healthy if this wasn't here.
So we're out here at Food Not Bombs. We're serving a vegetarian meal. If we weren't here 4 nights a week, what would you do to fill up the, you know, your belly on the nights?
To be honest, perfectly honest with you, I do not know. I can't even fathom the thought of, you know, what I would do. But I do know one thing: it's criminal for somebody to try to stop people from, you know, caring about other people. The great part of homelessness is hunger, as well as shelter, as well as cleaning the body, as well as a lot of other factors. But the main factor is hunger. And once you start fighting hunger, then they have a clearer head to try to concentrate on other matters.
I would design a still suit like they have in Dune and just reabsorb all the nutrients from the waste and stuff that comes out of my body.
Like, what do you do on other nights when we're not serving?
Nothing.
So you wait 2 days if we're not serving?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what if this wasn't here? What would you do for food? Like, say that for next week we weren't here, what would you end up doing?
I have no idea.
What have you done in the past? Like,
Fly a sign,
so panhandling.
Yes.
Rather than going out robbing somebody or something.
All right. ¿Cuál otra cosa puede hacer para comer?
Robar.
¿Robar?
Sí, porque si no hay comida. Y este es un modo de sobrevivir porque ustedes siempre nos han ayudado a que comer. Pero si la manager, si la maya no quiere que nos den comida, se va a soltar un robadero por todas partes.
Options that I would have, I could walk door to door and ask people for food.
Have you done that in the past?
Never asked, never done.
What have you done when you haven't had a food option?
Never had a non-food option. This place has always existed when I have been homeless. So
I would be eating ramen noodles and definitely not as healthy.
It was many nights that I was longing for food, and, you know, I'm saying, the vagrants was here for me. So I just left every night thinking, thank God that these people take time out of their day to care about other people.
What would you do if this wasn't here?
I don't
beg. Just ask somebody, say, hey, I'm hungry, and there are some nice people out there.
We'd have to go out and panhandle.
I would eat at the bag bar or steal.
Bag or steal?
Steal, yeah.
So where would you steal food from?
To merchants.
So stores around and...
Right. Going without people like you guys coming out here and feeding. What alternative we got?